Hello, young friends. Thank you for joining us in this series, God Knows the Whole Enchilada. These devotionals are taken from Psalms 139. This is Sister Hope McCarty, and my daughter, Christy Colley, is our technical producer. We are on week 12, and this week's focus is Search Me, O God. Our verses for meditation are taken from Psalms 139, verses 23 and 24. After deeply crying out his heart to God against his enemies, David's heart seems to soften just a bit as he takes an introspective look at himself. Do you think that he might have thought, "Was I truly thinking those kinds of awful thoughts about others? Am I truly that bitter and mean? Do I actually hate and seek vengeance on those who've hurt me or told vicious lies against me? Oh Lord, what is the state of my heart? Is all this terrible stuff in there? How did I get to this place? I am so offensive. I must be such a stench to you, O God." Just saying. He might have had those kinds of thoughts. Then in his shame and remorse, he humbly looks to God and cries out, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life." How sobering. David looks as if he has come to the point of, "I need you, God. I want you to use your pure heart detector and probe throughout my body. I need you to check me out as only you can ascertain the true nature of my heart and mind. Only you can diagnose exactly where I'm sick and write up the necessary prescription to alleviate the toxic symptoms. Only you can lead me in the way I should go." What about the state of your heart? Do you ever stop and, in truth, listen to what you say and do to yourself and to others? If you knew that God was in the room with you right now, how would your words and actions be different? What would you say differently, think differently, do differently? We speak this to you as we speak it to ourselves. The real truth is, God is in the room with you right now, and he knows the whole enchilada about you. And he is holding out his tender hand towards you and saying to you, "Take hold, my child. I want to lead you along the path you should go because I love you so much." Think about it. Do you know your heart? How would you do on a heart test right now? Are your thoughts anxious or fearful or worried? Would you, like David, consider giving God permission to examine your heart and lead it in the way that it should go? Praying for you, and please personalize as we pray. Father, search the hearts of our wonderful young people and know their souls. Examine them and know their anxious thoughts. If there is anything that offends you, anything that is unhealthy or harmful, point it out to them, O Lord, and lead them along the right path, the path of everlasting life. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. And from Christy and Sister Hope, until next week.